Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And who's with me?
Shelley.
Mm-hmm. And today we're going to talk about a special nation. Now, God, the church, we are gathered from every nation, every tribe, every tongue into one body. Mm-hmm. But Israel is one nation. Mm-hmm. And they are God's portion among the nations.
Yes.
Separated unto him, Genesis chapter 12, for his own purposes. Now, this is a very special nation to him. We've been talking about how they have been protected from, mm-hmm. evidently, some kind of a...
Oh, thank God.
Oh, yes, we do. But now, we have been, last Sunday, Robert Stearns and several others organized a worldwide prayer for the peace of Jerusalem. Asked churches to take part in it. We took part in it at Prayer Mountain, October 3rd, and I hope your church did pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. But I pray that they prayed the right thing. Now, Shelley, read Psalm 121 for us. This is a prayer the Jews like us to pray for them. Read the whole psalm.
Okay, it says, I will lift up my eyes into the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, this is Psalm 121. Okay, verse 4. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
Now, this whole psalm, we're not going to read the whole thing, but Israel takes it as their very own psalm, and a lot of times our Jewish friends ask us to pray this for them. And when we consider that Iranian thing, mm-hmm. and what happened there, and anything that might be planned in the future, we have to consider this verse, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. We read yesterday Jeremiah, where it says that he that scattered Israel gathers them and keeps them as a shepherd does his flock. Mm-hmm. So no matter what, we know that God is watching over Israel.
Right.
Now, we said that the churches last week prayed for the peace of Jerusalem. Read, Shelley, Psalm 122, verse 1.
Okay. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
Now, I want to say this right here. This is a part of those psalms that are called Songs of Degrees. Mm-hmm. And these were the songs that they sang, the pilgrims sang, when they were going up to the three different Feasts of the Legs. And as they got closer to Jerusalem, the degree would go higher of the presence. As you got nearer to the temple, and then, of course, to the Holy of Holies, there was the highest presence of all. So this is one of the ones they sang very near to Jerusalem, and start again with 122:1.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces.
Now, we'll stop right there. Here we see, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Now, it's very important to understand what this means. It does not mean absence of war. Mm-hmm. The Hebrew language is built from, it grows from roots. Mm-hmm. Everything about the Bible is seed time and harvest. Even the words of that marvelous language grow from roots. Most of the roots have three consonants. They don't use so much vowels. And the consonant, some have even said that there are only 240 or so roots. But three consonants of the three-letter root are, you imagine a wagon wheel. And the hub of the wagon wheel, you can see the root right there in the hub. Then there are spokes that go out from it, and it gives you a family of words,
yes.
that grow from that root.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the word that peace grows from, peace is, most people know what that is in Hebrew, it's shalom.
Mm-hmm.
but they don't know what it grows from. The root that it grows from is shalem. Shem, lamed, mem. And in the hub, it means whole, W-H-O-L-E, whole. Growing out from that, there is the word shalom, just the vowel sound, O, and it means the peace that comes because you're whole.
Yes.
Nothing can be missing. Nothing can be broken. It has to be W-H-O-L-E. So when you're praying for the peace of Jerusalem, you are praying for its wholeness.
Right.
Another word that comes from this is lesalem, or pay, your salary.
Right.
In other words, your husband is a dentist. Uh-huh. So someone, if he does the dental work, and then the person doesn't pay the dental bill, then they have left your husband less than whole.
Mm-hmm.
But if they pay him, salem, if they pay him, then they make him whole
right.
again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the Bible says don't, you know, keep the wages mm-hmm. back from people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, it means you pray for its wholeness. Not only earthly Jerusalem, and what they're trying over there trying to do right now is to make us some kind of a peace and divide Jerusalem. And the Lord said, whoever divides it's going down to judgment. The Lord says in Zechariah 12 and Zechariah 14, if you mess with Jerusalem, you could be cutting yourself together with on a stone, cutting yourself to pieces on a stone.
Mm-hmm.
He warns the nations, don't divide Jerusalem, don't divide Jerusalem. And there they are going over there and having meetings like they're crazy and never read the Bible. And they're trying to come up with plans to divide Jerusalem and give the ancient part,
mm-hmm.
Not let the Jews have it. Give that to those of the Islamic faith.
Mm.
Oh, it's a terrible thing.
It's almost like they're drunken.
They're drunken. They don't know what's going on. They are madness. Now, it reminds me of Ephesians where it says the prince of this power is the air. He leads them,
mm-hmm.
you know, in Ephesians chapter 2. Now, it also says that Jerusalem is as built as a city that is compact together.
Mm-hmm.
It means upper Jerusalem, Jerusalem which is above,
mm-hmm. right.
and then there's a heavenly Jerusalem, and there's an earthly Jerusalem, and they're going to come together.
Mm-hmm.
And we're to pray concerning that, concerning God's future plans. So when we're praying, this is a big matter of prayer, praying for Israel, praying for Jerusalem. Now, Shelley, I want you to go to Isaiah chapter 62.
Mm-hmm.
I've been reading through Isaiah and studying through it. And one of the sources that I use is the Companion Bible, Bullinger's Notes. And in Isaiah 61, he says of the first few verses 1 through 3 that this is the Messiah talking. Well, we have no argument with this because everyone, usually if you study the Bible much and you're a believer, you know that it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. And he goes on, and we know that Jesus said this of himself in Luke 4:18 and 19.
Right.
So we know this is the Messiah.
Uh-huh.
Now, here is what Bullinger said. As in Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. Isaiah 62 is still the Messiah speaking.
Oh, okay.
In verses, the first verses here. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace. That's the Messiah talking.
All right.
And for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest. Until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a torch, and the salvation thereof burns like a torch. This is his intercession for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Messiah himself says, I'm not going to hold my peace.
Mm-hmm.
We know that he's interceding for us.
Yes.
And he's interceding for Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Right here. So this is his, Jesus, the Messiah's intercession for Jerusalem.
I think that is so good.
Isn't that good?
It's excellent because by rightly dividing the word of truth and knowing that this is for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And then we as Christians, when we read in our New Testament, the first thing he said to those after his resurrection was peace,
mm-hmm.
shalom.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a peace and a shalom for mm-hmm. Israel
mm-hmm.
and for Jerusalem's sake. That's just
well, this I think here, I will not hold my peace means I won't be silent.
That's good.
And verse 2, he's interceding. And verse 2, and the Gentiles, the nations,
mm-hmm.
shall see your righteousness, Jerusalem's righteousness,
mm-hmm.
and all kings your glory. Mm-hmm. And you shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall pronounce, is what it says in Hebrew.
Okay.
You shall be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, neither shall your land be termed desolate. You shall be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delights in thee, and thy land shall be married. So this is the Messiah speaking of Jerusalem. It's even his intercession for Jerusalem. Now, in verse 6, it's going to bring us in on it. It's going to bring in the intercessors and the prayers for Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem. Prayers.
Yes.
Which shall never hold their peace. Here, it's not the word shalom. It means silence. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. You that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. Now, in the center reference column, it says, you who are the Lord's remembrancers.
That's good.
Over in the left, this is the way that the Art Scrolls translates it. Not Art Scrolls, it's someone else, Judaica Press. You who remind the Lord. Well, what do we remind the Lord of when we pray?
His promises.
His promises, his word. So he says, I have set watchmen upon your walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never be silent day or night. You that remind the Lord of his promises about Jerusalem, keep not silence.
Quite a ministry.
Now here's, I got a revelation this past week, Shelley, on this next verse. It says in our King James, and give him no rest till he establish and until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength. In the Hebrew, that word rest is the same word as silent in the verse above. Give him no silence until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Jerusalem's going to be a praise in the earth.
Yes.
It's not going to be a source of trouble.
No.
And he says that we, the prayers, are not to be silent. I used to wonder about, give him no rest. What does that mean? Is he wants to take a nap every now and then? We have to nudge him that he stays awake? Mm. Then I saw what this is in the Hebrew.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
Give him no silence. Mm-hmm. Do not let your mouth be quiet. Mm-hmm. Speak constantly, constantly, constantly. Why? Because he has to do the words that are spoken in the earth.
Mm-hmm. Legally.
Legally. We have to speak them. Mm-hmm. And so here he's telling the intercessors for Jerusalem, don't ever hush.
Right.
Don't be quiet. Pray. Speak. Speak those words. Speak what words?
Yes.
Remind me. My promises. What did I say about Jerusalem? Lord, you said here that Jerusalem is going to be a praise in the earth. I remind you of it.
Yes.
You have sworn by your right hand and by the arm of your strength.
Yes.
It will be a praise. It won't be wiped off the map by any nuclear bombs.
Right, exactly.
Praise the Lord. Please
thank
come
God.
And be with us at our Autumn Assembly of Prayer. And Saturday is going to be Israel Day.
Mm.
Chip and I are going to speak that morning.
Good.
And we're going to talk especially to the youth about our country and about our country's. We must pray for Israel. And then at night, praise the Lord. Ronnie Levy. Shalom.
Shalom.